Rush right, everybody.
So as you all know, this coming weekend is the Oscars, right? The Academy Awards. And I am expecting an award. Be still, my beating heart. Yes, you may ask why I'm expecting this award, and it's for my Oscar-worthy performance on the cross-country ski slope in Austria a couple of months ago. A dramatic performance like this you've never seen before. Drama queen performance like this you've never seen before. I haven't actually received my ticket or my invitation yet, but I'm sure that's just an administrative issue. I've got a day or two to get it, so let me tell you what happened. I went to a longtime friend of mine. I've known this guy for about 40 years. He lives in England. His name is Graham, to Germany and Austria, and we were going on a ski holiday. We went to Germany first. His late wife was German. I speak German, so we go there and we talk German and think we're very smart. And then we went on to Austria to ski, and he's really quite a good skier. I used to be a good skier, but I haven't skied much in recent years. I had these terrible rental skis. The weather was absolutely abominable. It was, you know, snowing, blizzarding all the time. The couple of times that I bought a ski pass and went out, I skied sort of once and said, that's it. I'd really rather go and have some hot Glühwein in the cafe. But we were having a really nice time. We were in a very nice hotel, quite a few stars, and, you know, 5-course dinner every night. Waiters, you know, really nicely dressed, and it was all very, very pleasant. We're in a place called St. Christoph, which is halfway between St. Anton and Lech. And I said to Graham, well, I would be willing to go out cross-country skiing if there's a day when the weather isn't too bad. So this one day, the weather was looking pretty good. They were saying that it was going to come in stormy in the afternoon. But at the moment, it didn't look too bad. So we said, okay, well, let's go cross-country skiing. So he said to me, don't dress too warmly because you're going to get, you know, really hot going around. And so I said, okay. And it was not exactly sunny, but it was quite bright. So we both decided that sunglasses would be the correct attire for the day. So we went into the little ski shop down the road and to get the cross-country skis and boots. They didn't have boots small enough for me. So they said that the other shop in St. Anton would have boots small enough for me. So we thought about going in there, but that was going to be waiting for about an hour for a bus and then the drive in there to the far end of St. Anton, get the boots and skis, come back to this one place that we thought we were going to ski on. So we're sort of rethinking it because we had three choices. There were two places in St. Anton. One, apparently, I don't know the places, but Graham did, is a sort of circular route. And he said it's lovely through the trees and it'll be the perfect length just to go once around the circle. And I said, yeah, but what happens if this storm comes in? And he said, we'll never be far enough away from the road that we can't get up onto the road and we'll be able to get a taxi back. But the problem with having to go to the far end of St. Anton, all this time was going to be wasted. There was another cross-country run there that was about 22 kilometers, but that was sort of a bit boring, apparently, he said. So we decided to go the other direction into Lech, where there would be a boot and ski hire right next to where the cross-country trail started. And he had been on this trail with his late wife, and it was all very lovely and through the trees and nice as well. So off we go, get kitted up. They had the right size, and off we go. But by now, it's getting on. It's at least 12:30, maybe a little later. And so we set out. And it's almost all slightly uphill. Not steep, but you definitely had to work going up. And we go on, and it's lovely, and the trees, and everything's beautiful. And we sort of lose any residential area, any houses, anything, we're out just on this trail through the trees. Can't see anything for miles around, and it's just beautiful. And we go on, and we go on, and we go on. And I thought he had the map and knew where we were. So after about an hour and a half, I was getting not exactly tired, but it was definitely quite a struggle. We had not seen many people. We had seen no sign of life. And I said, "Do you know where we are?" And he said, "No." I said, what do you mean, no? You did this with Gabby." And he said, "No, we turned around about half an hour back." And I said, "Well, so where are we going? What happens? I mean, where are we?" And he said, "Well, I don't exactly know." Well, now the weather started to come in. Now it started to snow. The snow that had formed on the trees was starting to come down. I will remind you that I am lightly dressed with sunglasses. I have a sort of hood, but it isn't around my face. Snow is now blowing inside me. He's up ahead. He's over 6 feet tall, so he's ahead of me. And I am going, it's hour and three quarters. And I said, "Well, I mean, we can't just keep going." He said, "Well, there must be something here." And I said, "Where?" And right about then, some people came by on skis. And so both of us in our brilliant German asked them, you know, what's there? Where are we going? Where are you going? "Oh, ja, wunderbar. Up ahead, there's this wonderful Gasthaus and you can get marvelous things to eat and drink. And it's wonderful. Well, how much further?" "Oh, 15 minutes. Okay, I can do 15 minutes, but in my mind, I'm like, okay, I can do 15 minutes there, but then what? You know, how do we get back? But I think, okay, I can do that. So I start going, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and now it is absolutely tipping down. It is freezing cold. I am snow inside me. I can't see a thing, even if I wipe off my sunglasses, I still can't see a thing because the snow is coming down so hard. Still no people around. And time goes on, and I was actually really, really scared. I thought, where are we? Where are we going? And then somebody came by, and I yelled out to him, I went, "Graham, Graham!" And I was starting to cry because I was getting really scared. "Graham, Graham!" And he's up ahead, and I guess the person who went by went up to him and said that I was having trouble back there. So he turns around and looks at me, and I sort of stopped like this for a few minutes, and I'm "Graham!" And then when I go to take off again, I had frozen to the ground, so I fell over. And I am in the snow there, beating my fists and yelling and crying and just throwing an absolute two-year-old temper tantrum. And he comes back and he can see he's in big trouble and he helps me up and he's sort of trying to be really nice to me. "I didn't sign up for this." And he said, "It's not very far." "How do you know it's not very far? We've already gone over 2 hours. How can we get back?" He said, "Don't worry about it. Let's just go." So I go on and I go on and tears are streaming down my face. And we get to the guest house, finally, and it is absolutely lovely. It's that Austrian, beautifully warm. There are people sitting around drinking beer and the young people are all there taking off about six layers of clothes. "Ja, wunderbar, das ist so herzlich." And I'm sitting there still crying. I'm just sitting there crying. All I can think is, how am I going to get back? How are we going to get back? I cannot. And Graham's going, "You know, the way back will be really easy because the snow will be behind us, the wind's behind us and it's downhill. So, I mean, it'll be really easy." And I'm sitting there thinking, I am not going back that way. I will sleep here if I have to. Anyway, he's like, "Anyway, let's have something to eat. Oh, good, they have a vegetarian spaghetti. Would you like some?" "No." I'm going to have a beer. What would you like?" "Water." I really wanted a Glühwein, but I wasn't going to give him the satisfaction. So he orders the spaghetti and he orders two plates and he puts some spaghetti on for me and hands me a fork. "I don't want any spaghetti." Okay, fine. And I'm thinking to myself, when I get back to the hotel tonight, I'm just going to go down to the sauna and have a nice sauna, if I ever get back to the hotel. And then I'm going to bed and I'm not going to dinner, and I'm going to make him suffer for as long as I can. And I'm still sitting there. And they must have wondered what was happening, the other people, because I'm just sitting there crying and drinking water. But I'm very resourceful, and he has no idea what to do with a crying woman. So I'm thinking, I've got to figure out a way out of here. So I start to walk around and look at what's going on, and there's a woman of about my age, and she's putting on great jackets and hoods and getting ready. Ja, wunderbar! And I said to her, in German, you know, are you going back out? Ja, ja, wunderbar! I said, well, how? You know, are you going cross-country skiing? Nein, nein, laufen, walking, you know? And I said, all the way back to Lech? 10 kilometers, you know, 5-6 miles. Nine, just as far as Zug, 3 kilometers. And I'm thinking, well, if I absolutely have to, I can probably do 3 kilometers, but I'd rather not. So then this other guy, young man, said, yeah, yeah, it's very easy to get back, da, 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 da. And I'm thinking, no, it isn't. So finally, I went up to a sort of serving person, and I said in German, is there any way out of here? And he said, well, there is a party of 4 upstairs, and they have ordered a horse-drawn sled to take them back to Zug. And I said, do you think I might be able to go with them? And he said, I'll go upstairs and ask them. So he went up and asked, and they said, yes, we could go with them. They were just finishing up their lunch. So they finished up their lunch, and they came down, introduced ourselves, and we went out, and there's this horse with 2 horses with a sled. And the 4 of them got on in this nice little cozy bit. Graham and I sat up at the back. It was freezing. It was blizzarding. We sat there and we waited forever. I don't know where the coach driver was, but she finally came along. She handed us each a blanket that had sat out in the snow. And so it was absolute, the ice had sort of formed on it. But it was better than nothing. We put this iced blanket up over us. And it was the coldest 20 minutes of my life. The horse-drawn carriage got to a place and they said, everybody out here, and we're like in the middle of nowhere. But there were 2 people standing there, and apparently that was the ski bus stop. And so we went over there. In 10 minutes, the ski bus came along, took us into Lech, returned our skis and boots, walked across the road, and there was this lovely cafe that served the best Glühwein, and I drank some Glühwein, and I felt a whole lot better.